Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're just joining us. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Next up at top of the 5 o'clock hour, I'm really excited to be joined by Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner. He's from Assembly District 90 up in Green Bay. We're going to be talking about who's actually responsible for the closing of housing for veterans. What actually went down in the state budget? Who actually was trying to get these programs refunded? We're going to break it down with Representative Rivera-Wagner and what you can do about it to make sure that veterans in the Fox Valley have a safe place to sleep and we don't leave them out in the cold, literally, after their service in defense of this country. But right now, I'm joined by a candidate for the governorship, County Executive David Crowley. He's sticking around with us. David, I want to get into... You've talked about a lot of the things which I was very fortunate enough to bear witness to, the accomplishments of your time as county executive for Milwaukee County. As you noted, Milwaukee County is one-sixth of the state's population. You've managed a $1.4 billion budget. You've gone through enormous challenges as a county executive. But you came from the state legislature. You were there for 7 years. And so you, my friend... have the perspective, a thing that I talk about all the time, especially when I talk to brand new legislators, whether that's in a local government or state government. Yeah. Hey, figure out how the budgets work. Figure out how the different departments work. Who are the experts within these different agencies that you can call? Figure it out. Ask questions. Know what a state government does versus a local government versus the feds and how that all, where those overlaps are, how those grant programs work, all that kind of stuff. You've sat in both seats. Tell us what the difference is and why it is so important to voters, whether they plan to vote for a Republican, a Democrat, or Daffy Duck, why it is critical for voters to be asking themselves and the candidates, do you have the requisite experience to run an organization that is as big and unwieldy as the state of Wisconsin?
That's a great question. And, you know, I'll try to answer with the limited time frame that we have. But one thing that I learned being in the state capitol for 7 years is that, you know, in the state legislature, a lot of folks make a lot of decisions that affect folks on the ground at the local level, at city, towns, and villages, school boards, our public school systems. And they may not actually understand what the impact is, right? And so, you know, I remember, you know, becoming a state representative, I had a staff of about 3. And when I became the Milwaukee County executive, now I have a staff of about 3,800, 4,000 people. And there is a level of imposter syndrome that you can have when you think about becoming a CEO at a young age, managing so many folks. And I would say one of the first things that I did was something that most elected officials don't do. And I went and received some business coaching to have a better understanding of the questions that I should be asking. You know, what are some of my own limitations that I'm putting over myself and understanding what my strengths and weaknesses are. But more importantly, you know, as a CEO, you have to know how to put a team together. And when you think about who's going to be the next governor, you have to make sure that they're putting people in place who not only understands what each department does, but the impact that they make on those that we serve and the indirect impacts that we may make that things can have from policy decisions that happen through the legislature. And so for me, having that balance of both gives me a wide view of exactly what is at stake, what has been at stake, and what more we need to do as a state to make sure that local units of government can continue to deliver for the people that they represent, and making sure that the state government is not abdicating their role, their responsibility, because a lot of the times when we look at it, it's been the state who's been defunding, right? We see so many communities who have had to go to referendum just to make sure that their public school systems are actually funded. And they're not even fully funded to the capacity that they need to be funded at. And that's because the state lost its way. And so we need a governor who understands the struggle, who understands how to get things done in the legislature, but also who knows how to bring people to the table and allow their voices to lean towards the solutions that we need to find.
A couple things there that I think speak volumes about who you are as a man and who you are as a leader, David. And the first is that you knew that you needed some coaching to be the best leader that you could be. to have some sight lines and some personal insight about what you might not be the best at, but what your strengths are, how to overcome, how to ask for people to help you with the things that are your weaknesses. Boy, if every elected official in every office, no matter how small or powerful, had that same commitment to humbly knowing yourself in a way that allows you to serve, to be a public servant in the best way possible, we would be, as a country, in a far better situation than we are today. The second thing that you talked about, David, was having an actual understanding how legislation impacts people, what the results are. And I think that's really critical. It's been too many times for me to count when I've talked with a legislator about a legislative proposal and I'm trying to explain to them that their desired outcome will not occur Correct. From the legislation that they're proposing Correct. Because it's not how the system works or the incentives are wrong. And you having been on both sides of that discussion and knowing how those systems or how legislation has to be implemented in the executive branch of government. Yeah. Again, I wish that everyone running for an executive branch government position, and you rightly call them CEOs, had that experience as well. David, we've got about 30 seconds. Closing thoughts to your voters out there in 2026.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Maggie, for this opportunity. And I want folks to visit my website, CrowleyForWI.com. Sign up, donate, volunteer, become a part of this movement. I am looking to be the governor for all of us. So doesn't matter what's behind your name, Democrat, Independent, or Republican. The parties aren't working for you, but I will.
The parties aren't working for you, but he will. Crowley for Wisconsin, CrowleyForWI.com. Go check it out. Up next, we've got Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner, Assembly District 90, talking about how we make sure we do not leave our veterans out in the cold. Stay with us. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.